is Soggy Nachos Podcast. My name is Jonell. My man Big Charlie's in the building. What's poppin', homie?
What up, what up?
Frank Nitty, what's happening, sir?
Just, you know, life and not very many defeats. But, you know, it's a humbling time for me.
Oh, man. It's been a while, man. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We've had life difficulties. You know, people have technical difficulties. We've had, like, life difficulties along with technical difficulties. So, like, yeah, there's that. But we won't dwell on that too long. We're here now. So, week six is coming up. We just came off of week five. There's a lot to talk about. But in the interest of not making this typical Soggy Nachos five-hour podcast, we're going to do a quick little everyone's going to get a turn. We're going to talk about – well, actually, Charlie, get into that for us, please, since this was your idea. Can you tell the listeners, like, what we're, like, going to get the floor and what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, of course. Today, we kind of want to – since we have a sizable amount of games of football that we've seen so far this year, we kind of want to see where we're at. So, from preseason, you know, till today, what do we know now? Like, what things did we not know coming in, and now we do know? And then what things we don't know? Like, what have you still not seen and you want to see? And then the things you got to admit to, because all of us have made some outlandish, bold, sometimes flat-out stupid statements. And we got to cop up. We got to fess up to them. We men on this show. So we ain't just going, you know, hide around and duck. Now, we got to fess up to at least one or two things that we're like, all right, dog, I got to admit, all right, that ain't what I thought it was. And, you know, we gonna just, everybody going to basically get a turn to really tell you what we've seen through the first 5 weeks of the NFL season.
Okay. So, Charlie, with that being said, why don't you go first, man? I think you have a firm grasp of this. You know, go ahead and get us started.
Mine is simple. What do I know? I know, without a shadow of a doubt now, that I did not know before, that I'm not going to say the words Frank was the R word, but Dak Prescott is not an elite quarterback in this league. He will not ever be an elite quarterback in this league. That much I do know. Can he start? He might be able to develop back into what he used to be, but I don't believe he can be a star, a beast, this what everyone was thinking, like, oh, he's just a rookie. All he's going to do is get better. No, he literally only got worse. So if he can get back to what he was as a rookie, which sounds insane, then maybe he can continue to start in the NFL. But a star, I know for a fact, Dak Prescott will not be a star.
So that's something that you're saying, you know. So that's not what you're admitting to. That's just something
No.
You know.
That's something I know. I didn't say coming into the season I wanted to know there was first year Dak Prescott, which was good. Second year Dak Prescott, that was very bad. And I wanted to see, was it somewhere in the middle? Is it closer to the good one? Is it closer to the bad one? Definitely below the Mendoza line, closer to the bad one. And this one looks worse than the one last year, which I didn't think was possible.
Okay. All right. So, this is what I'm going to say I know. I have a couple of them, but I'm going to go with the one that's dear to my heart. I know that – okay. All right. I want to be clear about this. I'm not going to say that the Redskins made the wrong decision. But what I will say is it's clear to me now that – we have downgraded at quarterback. Like, yes. It's not to say that Alex Smith is bad. It's not to say he won't get better. It's to say that Kirk Cousins can play football. And Alex Smith is still very conservative. He's just Alex Smith. That's just who he is, which can be good. I'm not saying he can be effective. He can be, you know, just, you know what I'm saying. Not great, mm-hmm. He can have some good games. He could definitely, as all three of us say often, he won't lose you a lead. He just won't bring you back. And That being said, I mean, a change of scenery for Kirk Cousins. Some thought that maybe he would show his true colors, which he kind of is, which is that he can play football. So, I mean, not that he's great. Kirk Cousins is certainly not a world beater. He's not the best quarterback of all time by any stretch. He's not even – he may not even be top 10. I don't know. I didn't sit back and rank it yet. But Kirk Cousins can play, and he certainly has more upside. That's not to be – that's not an argument as far as I'm concerned. He has more upside than Alex Smith, and he can play football. He was not just a system quarterback that Jay Gruden made good, contrary to some belief, Frank. But Kirk Cousins, I'm not going to say he ain't great, but he can play football. Kirk Cousins can play, and the Redskins have downgraded the quarterback. That is what I know.
Yeah, I'm not even mad at you with that one, to be quite honest with you. Because, you know, such is life. Like, so, like, for me, for like, my what I know is that I probably hit my head somewhere when I thought that the Giants were winning the division. So, like, you know, not sure where I hit my head, but I, like, you know, woke up in a daze and said the Giants. I don't know. So, you know, interestingly enough.
You just forgot the receivers can't affect the game as much as you – but so much. That's
yeah, but so much. I mean, but I did forget that, but I also maybe overlooked or just didn't expect Eli Manning. So I guess this could all be a package of what I do know. What I do know is that Eli Manning is not about to be finished on his last leg. They broke a while ago, and he's been kind of scooting around ever since. So he's finished as a quarterback, and the Giants are a terrible team. So – I mean, I don't know what they do from here or how they go about what they're going to do as far as going forward, but Eli Manning is now a bottom five quarterback in the league. And that is a very harsh reality, and it's weird because, you know, you don't usually get to say these types of things about guys that have won two Super Bowls, but, you know, you mess around long enough and, you know, it happens. So for whatever reason or whatever the factors are or the combination of, there's no reason with Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr., I mean, if you want to throw the Shepherds in there or however you want to look at it, offensively they have enough weapons that should keep your defense honest if you have a quarterback that can halfway play the position. The Giants are finished. Eli Manning is done. Put a fork in that one.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair. So we'll go from certainty to uncertainty. And I think uncertainty, what I don't know, for me, what I don't know is how you stop Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. That's what I don't know. I sit there and I look at the tape and I say, okay, they did everything right and it wasn't good enough. The Broncos played an amazing game against Pat Mahomes, and as Frank alluded to in our separate segment, the Soggy Nacho Awards, Pat Mahomes had almost 200 passing yards outside the pocket in that game. They did everything they could. They moved him off platform. He had a poor first half, and then it was just magic. He just did what he did. So, and when he doesn't have to carry the whole load, then Tyreek Hill goes off for 80. Or they do have last year's league-leading rusher and Kareem Hunt. Just, you know, just back there. So when I just sit back and think, what I don't know is what or how, barring injury, what is going to stop this Kansas City Chiefs offense. That's what I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. Right there. I ain't mad at you. That's a good one. I don't think any of us know that. So, what I don't know. Okay, all right. Before I tell you guys what I don't know, I want to I want to go over a couple things that I do know. Because I mean, this is separate from the last segment, but this will be quick. I do know that the Oakland Raiders and the Arizona Cardinals and the San Francisco 49ers are trash. And the Buffalo Bills. Those are another. Those
you
are
forgot the
teams
Giants.
Are trash.
You forgot the Giants.
Yes, that too. But I didn't want to go too far with the trash teams. We know that. I also know that the Rams, Chiefs, and Patriots. Well, the Patriots are the Patriots. But the Rams and Chiefs are tough. I do know that too. And I like the Saints too. The Saints look pretty good right now. Right? Yeah. Cool. Now, what I don't know is what's going on in the middle of the league. Like, I don't understand that little patch right there, right? Like, I don't get, okay, so the Bengals, right? Like, they're 4-1. Well, like, what's going on? I don't know. And then, like, the Chargers aren't 4-1. Like, I don't know. exactly what's going on.
So then what are the Ravens? Like, what are the Ravens?
I don't even know. Like the middle of, and then the Redskins. We looked terrible yesterday, but we're still top of the division. So I don't know what's going on in that middle of that. And I don't know if the Steelers can like pull themselves out of this hole that they're in of like trashiness. I don't know what is going on with them. And like Le'Veon is not there. And by the way, that's something that we all do know, that they miss Le'Veon Bell a lot. Yeah. So there's that. And then there's like the Vikings. Like, I don't know. So and then don't get me started on the Eagles. I'll get into them later, I guess. But so I don't know what's going on in the middle of the league. Like, it's very odd. Like, I know who the front runners are. I know who the guys we could just write off are. That middle of that league, like, whoever going to get these wild cards or, like, barely win their division, like, I don't know what's going on. And then Frank, your man Aaron Rodgers, like, I don't know what's up with his health. And I don't know, though. The middle of the league is pretty nasty right now. So that's what I say I don't know.
I agree with you. It's a lot of convoluted nonsense going on in the middle of the back. And it's just kind of – I guess it's kind of like you might want to steer clear. Or maybe it's just a simple thing that, barring injury, it's letting you know that, hey, this is the cream of the crop. The rest of these guys are just playing with themselves. So, I mean, it could be one of those type situations too. So, I mean, but – so for me, as far as what I don't know is I feel like – there are two teams that I want to address here in this segment, because I think they've made the playoffs within the last 2 years. I don't know. Yeah, within the last 2 years, each has been in the playoffs. And what I don't know is what is going on offense or at quarterback or with these teams in general, and that is the Miami Dolphins and the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if they should be allowed to still be in the NFL, in my opinion, because I don't really understand those teams. Like, so first of all, Miami didn't impress me at all, but they won 3 games, and I'm like, you know what, okay, you know, I'm gonna go on a limb, pick them. I think maybe they'll play a tough game with, you know, the Patriots or whatever, and maybe show me something that I wasn't expecting. And they look like the Miami that I feel like I typically see. But I've remembered, like, after watching the Patriots beat the brakes off them, that the Patriots and other teams beat the brakes off them a couple years ago, and they were in the playoffs. And the same thing with this terrible, with this, I don't know what that Mariota experiment is or what their offense really is. Like, I just don't understand the Tennessee Titans. They're not very good. You watch them, they don't look good. They have 5 of the same receiver. I don't know what is really going on there, but they somehow find a way to win games. Like, they beat the Eagles the other week, and then they squeak out the win against Buffalo. I just don't know what that is, and I want at some point some kind of clarity on what's going on with these situations. Neither of these quarterbacks have proven themselves to be anything, but kind of seem to fly under the radar as far as, like, no one talking about what they are or aren't, or, you know, them losing their jobs or whatever the case may be. I just don't really get it, and I feel like at some point in time there should be some answers, but I really have no idea, because I'm going to go on a limb and say is that I have a funny feeling that one of these two teams will make the playoffs this year, and I have no idea why.
Ooh, that's crazy. That funny feeling is hilarious to me. I still think Frank had the strongest point. Is just, I don't think anybody knows what those two teams are. Like, the Dolphins started 3-0. The Titans just accidentally wins football games once in a while. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And to piggyback off of what you said about Mariota, Frank, though, I don't really understand. I don't understand. I've never seen a quarterback have literally every single tangible that you could have as a quarterback and be terrible. Like, that's crazy. Like, he has a pretty accurate arm. He's athletic. He has a strong enough arm. He's agile. I don't even know why he's bad.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's just one of the weirdest things I think I've ever, like, you know, come across. And it's funny because, so the Titans, what are
those? Because he throws an accurate football. Can you not say that? He throws an accurate football.
But see, but that's the thing. It's not even occasionally. Like, sometimes he's accurate, and then other times he couldn't hit the broad side of a barn. So it's like weird to me. I don't really get it. I don't even
know what it is. He's like a poor man's Already, he's like a poor man's Sam Darnold, even though Sam Darnold's a rookie. Because, like, I feel like Mariota, he throws better under the rest or something. But, like, yeah, standing in the pocket, he be throwing some
Maybe he's just trying to complete all his passes to himself. That seems to work out. But, all right, so
Charlie, man, hold on. Before we get to what you want to admit to, I'm dropping stuff. Before we get to what you want to admit to, though, like, I'm letting y'all know, I guess in this segment, I'm not going deep into it, but I probably admit to a couple of things. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'm just going to be real. All
right. But I'll spearhead this. You know, I'm never shy about second guessing. Like, if something changes and I see it, I got to tell you the truth. And I could say, I got to admit, the Falcons, who were my Super Bowl pick, clearly are not going to be in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, I could go with that one. And I could defend it by saying, you know, half their defense is obliterated. I'm not even going to go that route. What I will admit to is that Case Keenum is not the upgrade at quarterback that I thought he would be for the Denver Broncos.
You don't say.
Okay. So, shut up. Listen, he's still better than Blake Bortles, but what is that saying? Blake Bortles. This is the difference between Blake Bortles and Case Keenum. Blake Bortles decides 1 week to throw three picks and the next week to throw three touchdowns. But you don't know which week you're getting what. Case Keenum's throwing a pick. You can go ahead and write that off. Is he's throwing a pick? You can just chalk it up every single week. At least one, at up to three. He won't throw more than three. You probably won't let him throw more than three. And he's going to give you a touchdown or two. He is consistently below average. I think the touchdown or two thing
is a guessing game with Case.
No, not actually. He does that. But, like, it's just like consistently he's going to be below average all the time. And I'll take that. I know exactly what I'm getting when I got Case Keenum. You're just not that good. Blake Bortles will fool you. Even for stretches, like three-game stretches, where you're like, hey, this guy might be enough for this Jaguars defense to pull them to a championship. And then he reminds you, I'm still here, guys. Blake, my name is Blake, and I like to be bad. But I do admit what I am copping to is that I thought that that Case Keenum would vastly upgrade the Broncos just because their quarterbacks have been really terrible. And the sad thing is, he's still a massive upgrade over the quarterbacks they've had for the last 2 years. It's just not big enough. I thought he would be the biggest quarterback upgrade this season as compared to how bad they were. And it looks like it's actually his replacement. That's the biggest quarterback upgrade in Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. So I'll cop to that one.
I ain't mad at you, man. That's respectable. That's respectable. Although it's not respectable that you said he was better than Blake Bortles, everything else was respectable. So for me, right? This is called I have to admit to. Because, you see, I don't want to admit these things because I still have faith in the other direction. But
yeah, you need to let go of that faith. You need to, like, you know, get to reality.
Nonetheless.
Because I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
So far, Andrew Luck, it ain't looking good for you, sir. You know, the whole MVP talk, he probably won't be the MVP this year. I'm going to have to admit to that. Sorry, sir. I mean, I didn't want it to be this way. But 1-4 not gonna do it. It's just not. And, I mean, in your defense, good, I understand
they're good
building
blocks, bro. Like next year is gonna be a better season if he's on the field.
I still believe in my man, but MVP that I called, that ain't happening. Like, especially because my man Patty Matt over there in Kansas City. Even though Matt doesn't really work for his name, but it sounded good in my head. Andrew Luck, you're not going to be MVP this year. I predicted that. That's not happening. I have to admit to that. And also, at this very moment, I have to admit Baker Mayfield is the best rookie quarterback right now. I have to admit to that at this very moment. The season is still going on, Charlie, so don't get too happy.
I know.
But at this point, and I'm saying, I think Rosen has looked good, but I think great. Baker has clearly looked like the best. Like, by far, he's looked the best out of all the rookie quarterbacks.
Therefore, even though I believe in Rosen, he's played less games, so I'm going to let him catch up in the games. He got to catch up to the rest of them in the games.
Hey, Darnold's not even in the conversation. But anyway, even though I like how Rosen looked right now.
Had a good week last week. You talking about my man had a good week. What are you talking about?
Although I believe in Rosen, I do have to admit, at this moment, Baker Mayfield is clearly the best rookie quarterback. But that ain't going to last, Charlie.
That's fine.
Frank, what do you have to admit to? You got a long list.
Listen, I have a long list of, I don't know what you're talking about. So, like, I'm going to start this segment off by saying, like, anything you hear me cop to may or may not really be the truth. I'm just going to pretend like maybe I did or didn't say these things. And, you know, maybe I was wrong about them if I had said them. But, you know, things like that. Because, you know, for me personally, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, I could admit, you know, it's like, what do I really want to admit, you know? So it's just, you know, so my natural inclination was to start with, I'll admit that my theory on, you know, on the Steelers not needing Le'Veon, even though I think Le'Veon is the best back in the league, was 1,000% wrong, because they're in desperate need of Le'Veon Bell, and you could see that in case in point by their performances so far. They're not the same team. The offense doesn't work the same way. They're not able to exploit the matchups that you think they would. And either Ben is getting worse or, you know, Le'Veon helps mask a lot of his deficiencies. Well, I mean, I guess you can say that would make sense, a guy that's caught in almost 90 passes last year. So, you know, that's one thing I'll admit. The second thing I'll admit, I don't really want to bring this up because I don't know what made me think that, you know, this was a thing. But I said that, a breakout performer this year was going to be Derrick Henry. I think I was confusing him with someone else. I'm not sure what I was talking about or what. I don't think he's had 60 yards in the game this season. I apologize for anyone that I may have offended with that take on things.
In your defense, Frank, I don't think none of us saw that coming. This is really bad. I don't even know why this is crazy.
I don't even know. That's what I'm saying. He goes Brandon back to the Titans. I don't know why he's so bad.
He's Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah, he might be Brandon Jacobs. That's
except
crazy.
Brandon Jacobs.
Frank hated Brandon Jacobs.
I did hate Brandon Jacobs.
I hated Brandon Jacobs too, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. He was terrible.
Hey, look, I don't want to keep everybody going on, but I mean, I guess to add a little bit to the segment, what do you want to see for the rest of the season? Like, what's something you're interested in seeing play out for the rest of the season?
I want to see one or two of these middle of the pack teams separate themselves, man. Like,
I feel that.
Play some, like, I don't know. I'm tired of this. Like, I mean, I like parody, but like, this is confusing.
I like it because my point, what I want to see kind of ties into that. I want to see what the Philadelphia Eagles are, because for the first 2 weeks, they didn't, or first three weeks, they didn't have their starting quarterback. So he comes back.
No, he played He hasn't played.
It was first 2 weeks.
Okay, first 2 weeks.
First 2 weeks.
Okay.
Frank,
so
let me ask you a question.
So my thing is, hold on. Give me 1 second.
I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, so they get their quarterback. This is his third going into his fourth week, and then he gets his receiver back. And now they lose their running back for the year. It looks like there's a whole bunch of turnover, but I mean, it could just be the NFL being have that much parity that the league is just caught up with them. I'm interested to see what are the Super Bowl champions. How are they going to react now that the league didn't smack them in the face? That's me.
Okay. What about you, Frank? What you want to see, man?
You were going to ask me a question. Go ahead and ask me the question because I feel like it was.
Oh yeah. So look. All right. Yeah, this, I forgot. So look. All right. The Eagles, right? I'm on record saying that last season's Eagles was the best team that I personally have seen top to bottom, right? Yeah. Now, and I think you even agreed with me. Both of you did, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. But I think we can all agree that, like, see, sometimes I'm not going to call nobody's name, but clearly there are people who don't understand sports on the level that we do, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say this for the Sports for Dummies people. When we said that, we weren't saying that they were the most talented team we'd ever seen. It was like a combination of everything. It was the running game was pretty good. The quarterback was good. The coach was good. It was like a combination of things. It wasn't that they weren't good the Rams.
Line,
they weren't. They weren't like exactly. So I think that because I've heard about this. Oh, you said the Eagles, did you change? No, I didn't change. It was a combination of things. Because what I'm saying now is what I think is a big thing that is missing from them this year, along with some turnover. I'm not saying that there's no turnover, but I think the drastic difference in their team is they had some really innovative play calling last year. And now teams have had a chance to study it. It's not going to be quite as vicious no more.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because
so I was saying that was my argument to Charlie, like when he was saying the Eagles just chill, they're going to be good, just chill. And I'm like, dog, I wasn't even I'm not even going on you, Charlie. I'm not saying that you was wrong, but I'm saying that was my reasoning. It's like, dog, they were good last year because your argument was continuing. Like you were like, they're the Super Bowl champs. They're the same team. They have a lot of people X, Y, Z. But I'm like, dog, a big piece of that. I'm not saying, of course, Doug Peterson's not gone. He's still their coach, but his power is a little lessened now because that innovative play calling he came up with last year, we've studied it.
No, I mean,
you know, and now it's not as easy.
My thing is this, because it's an indictment. So it could be an indictment of Doug Peterson because the question, and one can say this very, you know, and situations differ. And, you know, I mean, so it's funny when you try to add these things up because there's so many factors at work, like, you know, at play, like different things that have caused them to not look like the same team. But what I will say is, was Doug Peterson that good, or is just like, you know, he took the fruit of the tree that, you know what I'm saying, that he was in Andy Reid, and then, like, you know, kind of based his life around it.
Because even Andy Reid talk.
I mean, I'm just saying, because even if you look if you look at them this year, like, he's still doing everything he was doing last year. And sometimes with some of the more innovative offensive guys, I like to kind of study what they're doing. The Rams are doing different stuff than they were doing last year, this year. Even the Chiefs are doing, of course, they have a different quarterback. But it's like, for you to truly be one of those innovative guys, you have to kind of always be doing different things. And I feel like, yo, he had something, it was working for him, and he's going to, and even like Matt Nagy, like a lot of the stuff that he's doing up there in Chicago is some of the same stuff, you know, and some of that same Andy Reid bread and butter stuff from like a year or two ago. So I don't know. I think that has a lot to do with it.
I guess
their team just had a lot of flux. Like when you have a quarterback that's coming off injury, I know people like to act like it's not that big of a deal, but it is. Like, you know, it takes a while to really catch your feet. Then you had your main receiver. I think it's a lot of stuff going on with them, but that was part of the reason why I didn't have them winning the division this year anyway.
You know? So, honestly, I get what you guys are saying, but I don't think people – their offense looks like it's being shut down. It just looks like it's sputtering. In my opinion, when I see them, they haven't really got blown out by anybody. They just lost close games. All of their games have been close, and it just doesn't seem like things are clicking. I guess that's why the part that gives me, I guess, a little calm and reserve, like when they do the whole panic or patience, I guess that's the reason why I have patience, is because it doesn't look like things aren't working and this is just havoc. It just looks like, damn, he just missed them on that play, or they missed an assignment here, and they missed an assignment
there.
And
do you remember? And
what's
do you
messing
remember
up?
Last year?
What's messed
do you
up?
Remember last year?
You know, last year they got they were very lucky, but they were also
they were winning
they
a lot of those
close.
Yeah, they were winning a lot
no,
of those
they,
close
they,
games.
They
That's
coupled
what I'm
their luck
the difference
with
between
talent.
Them last year and this year.
Last year they coupled their luck with talent because their third down percentage was through the roof, and their all their long conversion percentages were all the unsustainable stuff were through the roof, so they were lucky and talented. That's why you're a Super Bowl champion. But I think they're better than what we've seen because they haven't like I said, it hasn't been really bad Eagles play. It's just been a play here, a play there, and I think they just need to gel, and I think that's what the meat of the season is for. And everybody could have caught up with their play calling. I just don't – that's not what I see when I watch the Eagles. I don't see, like, oh, look, they stopping that RPO stuff. It's just like Jay Ajayi is very ineffective. Carson Wentz looks like he's almost trying to get hit so he can know that he's really, really good. And I don't know. I just feel like they
right,
just need
Charlie,
a little
listen,
bit.
Charlie, listen, here's my point, though, Slim. Like, though, like, if your play calling is being, you know, sniffed out a little better, or, like, you know, we're defending your cool little play calling that tricked us last year, now you're forced to realize that Nelson Aguilar is your number two receiver. He was number one for a while, actually, this year. And it's like
but that's part
these
of, that
things
part
are starting
of the
to illuminate.
That was part of the problem, that he was the number one receiver for a while. They were missing bodies, man. I really think they just need to get going. That's why I can't wait to see it going forward.
And I agree with you, but listen, but here's the problem. Honestly, I'm not even trying to go, but, like, I think the reason we'd be disconnecting, right, is because everything you're saying is valid. But I was trying to explain this to you and all the Eagles fans, and I'm not saying you're an Eagles fan. I'm just saying you were a believer in them, which is, you know, rightfully so. But I think what y'all were missing is, like, dog, like, they're going to need some time to fix this. This is, like, I feel like most people were expecting them to come in and not miss a beat, especially once Carson Wentz got back. But, like, no. You know, like, they're not – they weren't that good. Like, they were good, but they weren't that good.
I guess the part that I want to –
Everyone seems to forget about that, you know. They won a lot of close games last year.
Oh, yeah, and they've been losing a lot of close games this year. Another reason that keeps me calm is that they're 2-3. The division leaders are 2-2. So even if they continue to sputter, they're right in the thick of things in the division.
Charlie, that's cool and all. I'm on the same page. I'm not panicking for them either. But let's be clear, you and a lot of other people were acting like they were going to run away with it.
Yeah, no, I definitely believe we should have seen that. They were going to absolutely dominate the division, and it looks like that's still very possible. But
they're not. It's possible, but I'm just saying, I knew it wasn't like the Eagles were not like. People were coming off like they were the Patriots, like one of those teams that, oh, man, they've made it. And every year they're going to just come in and not miss a beat.
I get what you're saying. You weren't sold that they're just this beast, and you're still not sold that they're this beast. But they have a chance to figure it out. I see what you're saying. Right. I don't think.
And furthermore, now that we have the Rams and the Chiefs, I don't think that they even going ever. I don't see them ever getting to that status of, like, oh my gosh, they're the Super Bowl favorites. I don't see that happening.
We'll see.
I think they can make the playoffs. I think they can be all right.
But the NFL has so much parity. It's actually ridiculous. It's the anti-NBA. The NBA, we can write the playoffs. Everybody at home can write down the playoffs, the, like, five teams that were guaranteed to make the playoffs in the NBA, and they will be there come playoff time. In the NFL, you can write down five teams you would guarantee to see in the playoffs, and they might only have one win or two wins this year. Like, the Eagles have two wins. The Packers have two wins. That's why we judge things.
That's why we just did the Nacho Awards, because the NFL is a very quarterly thing.
It's crazy.
A team that looked average all throughout the season can make a run and go to the Super Bowl.
But why you saying that though, Charlie? Why you saying that? Right. Think about it like this. However you spin it, like, they just took a loss to the Titans and turned around and lost to the Vikings. I'm not saying anything is an indictment. I'm just saying the Titans have Mariota and the Vikings lost to Josh Allen and the Bills.
We don't know what the Vikings are either, but I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on this. We got to get to some.
I actually was about to move on to something. What I was actually about to say is, this is a family show, so I try not to use a lot of profanity, and I still won't, but I will say, F all this, Charlie. Tell me about Baker Mayfield. Oh. And Frank, you tell me about Sam Bum Darnold, and then I'll let y'all know about the real
guy.
Frank, did you see how he ranked
our order in the order that how good the quarterbacks have been? You know, Baker, Darnold, and then Rosen. Even if I don't believe that, it was really funny to say. All right,
it was good. That hit.
I can admit right now that
you know, it's weird to say this, but, you know, Baker Mayfield looks like a really good quarterback. Let me preface this by saying that he was my number two quarterback. You know,
and this is why we love Frank. Okay, when y'all like, I thought y'all hated him. This is why we love Frank. But look, I want to give a special shout out to the Browns, for in the first five games of the season, if anyone knows this, there's only five possible ways that a football game can end in the regular season. That's a win, a loss, a win in overtime, a loss in overtime, or a tie, and the Browns had all five in the first five games. That's very fun.
They're amazing.
But to yo, Baker Mayfield.
I was watching that game. I was watching that game like, yo, are they going to tie again? Like,
nah. Come on. All right. So, all right. Y'all want me to blow you about Baker Mayfield? I don't really have much to say. Like, I don't have much to say. The guy looks good. He looks dangerous in both a good and a bad way. He's a gunslinger. He is absolutely a gunslinger. You can see it. He's still young. A lot of his interceptions weren't his fault, but he's been racking them up like Sam Darnold at USC. So he needs to, you know, work on that. Whether it's your fault or not, the INT goes on your record. So whatever you got to do to fix it, you got to fix that. But that being said, since he's taken over, the Browns are 2-1. They're 2-2, tied with the Steelers in the division. Tied with the – who else is in that division? The Ravens. They just beat the Ravens, who lead the division.
The Bengals lead the division.
Okay, the Bengals are 4-1. So they're right there in the thick of things. I don't think that they're going to be there at the end of the year, but, I mean – the Browns look good. They look dangerous with Baker Mayfield on a third down and 15. Baker Mayfield throws that ball 18 yards like a real quarterback should, and not just dink and dunk like a Redskins quarterback would. I'm, you know, just throwing that out there.
Okay, all right,
fire.
Okay. Hey Charlie, you do know that now you're getting into — we were arguing about our favorite rookie quarterbacks. Now you're talking about favorite football teams, and I don't know if you want to go that route.
I want to address something before we get there, because like I see how y'all have tried to like, you know, sweep my man under the rug, like, you know, all of a sudden.
Frank just looked up some stats. Go ahead.
I didn't look up no stats last time I checked.
That was definitely the hand in the cookie jar voice. I didn't just look up no stats. What you talking about? But hey, first of all, hey, before Frank even talks about Sam Darnold,
he definitely caught.
Listen, before Sam even talks, Frank talks about Sam Darnold, I must say we didn't sweep Sam Darnold under the rug, because every week that Baker Mayfield has played, you've heard me mention him. Every week that that Josh Rosen has played, you've heard Jonnell mention him. Damn, homie. When Sam Darnold was back,
week one, you was the man, homie.
When Sam Darnold was good, he was the man. What happened? He was the man
week one. I'm just asking.
Like, Frank was just like,
passer rating.
It just seemed —
but that's not the point.
Sam Darnold fell off the map when he fell off the map. Frank didn't even remember him.
Okay, but can I ask y'all a question? Because I didn't want to talk about him until he did some good. Y'all trying to sweep under the rug this good game that he just had. He threw three touchdowns, one interception in that game. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's
a credit to him that he didn't even throw any picks against the Jags. And y'all just go like, no, you know, terrible.
Truly, watching that game, the parts of that game that I watched, I'm not going to pretend that I saw every piece of that game, because I'm not that type of guy. If I didn't see it, I didn't see it. I saw parts of that game, and the throws that I saw Sam Darnold make, I was like, okay, that's fine. That's good. You should have been the Giants quarterback.
Yeah,
but you know,
I remember saying something to you in our fantasy group chat where you were talking about Sam Darnold. I'm like, look at them throws. Like he made some throws.
And we haven't seen him throwing downfield much so far this season. And he said, well, it's not like I can't do it. And he just uncorked a couple.
Frank, the problem is, it's cool, but I'm trying to explain to you before the season starts, can you let me have the win?
Because I already know where
I'm saying is, I tried to tell you this is a good quarterback class, and you just need to understand that's true.
Hold on, John. I don't want to talk over anybody. Frank, that really should have been what you admitted this year, is that You were adamant that this is not that good of a rookie class like everybody's talking about. These just the three guys we're talking about. We're not even talking about Josh Allen.
Yes.
Or the wide receivers.
Five games into the season, 5 weeks into the season. Yes, it's the greatest quarterback class in the history of life. Is that what you guys want me to say? 5 weeks.
No, because it was a hyperbole that could be true one day. So just
no,
relax.
But Frank, hold on. This draft, I can say what I do know is this draft has produced four starting quarterbacks
and a starting wide receiver in Baltimore.
There you go.
You had to mention them, huh?
I ain't mad at you. But see, the thing is, I'm not going to – I don't know if I can necessarily agree with four, because I think we have three starting quarterbacks and a let's see. You know, to me, that's what we have. But
I think Josh Allen can play. I don't know at what level, but he can play. He could definitely play in this league.
Do you think that – can I ask you guys a real question? Because I don't know if – because I've had the misfortune of, like, watching a couple of Bills games. I don't know why they come on in the West Coast. I'm not sure why I'm getting them, but I've had the misfortune of watching a few of them, like, firsthand. He doesn't look very good at all. He looks like, you know, one of these hits. He's going to take one of these hits. He's kind of – he's a better athlete than, you know, anyone really gave him much credit for.
Yeah, he's
– and I just feel like somebody's going to smack that out of him pretty soon. So it's like, then what is he? That's just my question.
I think
I just don't see it being sustainable for him.
I think he
he gets better. Markably better very quickly.
I believe he is Cam Newton of a different ethnicity, because he's not he's not quite as athletic, and he has made probably a stronger arm. He's inaccurate, but he might be able to live with it. Quick question. Who's the best rushing quarterback of all time? Michael Vick or Cam Newton?
Michael Vick. Mike Vick. I'm saying Mike Vick.
Frank?
You're saying Michael Vick? I mean...
I'm asking you.
My question is, how do we grade that? Are you saying like best rushing ability?
I'm just saying, just like you can judge Barry Sanders and Earl Thomas, not Earl Campbell. You can judge them. They're not the same, but you can judge them. Who are you taking? Because I believe I'm leaning Cam Newton at this point.
Yeah, I get that, but see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I asked the question, because I don't even think either of those. If you asked me, I actually like my quarterbacks to be able to play quarterback. So I give you Steve Young because in his time, you know,
scrambling quarterback. So you gonna take Steve Young, the actual quarterback that can actually run to? Come on, man. It's a A or B question.
Try to cheat, huh?
Like, come on, man.
Hey, but look, hold on. So look, let me speak on Rosen real quick, man. I'm not gonna go too deep. You know, I watched this game and dog, like, why are you? It seems like you're overthinking it, and it's like, yeah, you look like a baller. You look like you're confident. You look like you understand the playbook, but it's like you're overthinking it a little bit. And sometimes it's like, you know, he had a lot of drops in the game. Mm-hmm. Like Charlie said, he throws a different ball than they're used to. All that being said, I'm realizing that I was being Jonnell, and it was on the game too. So I should probably chill out and recognize that he has a terrible offensive line. He has a terrible team. But all in all, I think he looks good, man. I mean, I ain't saying he's the best of all time or anything. I mean, yet. But nah, but for real though, he looks good. I think anybody who knows football, if you watch him play football, not look at the box score, he looks really good. He doesn't look like You may not think he's better than Baker, you may not think he's better than Sam, but you can definitely say that he looks good.
Okay, but can I say something in regards to Rosen? To me, I don't know if you remember the conversations we had before, and all I needed to know is like, was he? And it's still a question, to be quite honest with you. To me, he fell to like my number three quarterback, just because I didn't know how much he really cared about football or like how engaged he was really going to be, because he seems like a guy that doesn't really give two shits. So, but if you just look at it on ability, I remember we had a conversation before the draft and I was like, yo, he gives me them Aaron Rodgers vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like just even watching him like a baby Aaron Rodgers, so to speak. So, you know, with that being said, like I think he looks really good and he can be really good. And, you know, maybe you guys are right, and that might be something I should admit. All three of these guys look like they can be really, really good quarterbacks. I mean, to me, we're only five games in, so I'm not, you know, crowning anybody or, you know, making any kind of wild accusations. But, you know, that's my standpoint on
it. And my thing with Josh Rosen is I think he looks phenomenal. Like Jonnell said, if you don't even have to know football. If you just watch the guy play – if you watch the process, at the end, the receiver might drop the ball or something like that. But he throws a pretty football. He's technically sound. he looks young. He looks less young than, but all these quarterbacks look like rookies. I mean, they look like good rookies, but they look like rookies. I think Josh Rosen is very promising, but his talent is never what we've questioned. Like Frank alluded to, it's the other stuff. It's just his demeanor, it's a little pouty. Scouts have compared him. I mean, they've said he's douchey. These are scouts' words, saying he's a little douchey. That was the breakdown. And speaking of breakdown, his body does plenty of that. So he has a nice lengthy injury report coming into the NFL. Man,
not in the league.
Coming, not you're right. Actually, yeah, in the preseason, if you want to count it, you can go ahead and count it because he was already on the.
That was fake. He just wanted to preserve him.
Already on the injury report. So I just Josh Rosen. If you could just isolate the football player, he's amazing. But hopefully, none of that other stuff. All that other stuff is other stuff. So. If he's winning, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to care about it. So all Josh Rosen got to do is win. Act like Al Davis is in his head. Hey, just win, baby, win. That's all.
All right. So look, man, since, you know, in the interest of time, I think we should just touch on our team. So I'll touch on the Redskins, Charlotte the Giants, and Frank the Packers. You know, we should all just I'll give a state of the union address to my team. So nah, but all jokes aside, man, the Redskins. I don't know. The Redskins.
Yeah, that your reaction was 1,000% right.
The thing about the Redskins, it feels like. I don't want to say this right because like I hate Frank has a tendency to laugh at certain things and like when he laughs, it like. Makes it sound that much worse. But I have to admit this. It feels like we're a rebuilding team, except we have Alex Smith and Adrian Peterson. Like, I don't really understand. Like, I'm not really sure what that is all about. It's like, okay. Like, so we're rebuilding. Because it feels like we have, like, Frank, correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like we have a pretty young defense. Like, a young, you know, it's there. I think we're a little anxious sometimes. It's like a little. They don't really have a lot of veteranness on our defense. Like it doesn't feel that way anyway. Even though we have some veterans, it doesn't have a veteran feel. It does. But in spots we play really well. In spots we play really well, like a young defense. Because the Alabama boys up front, John Allen and Deron Payne look like they can work well together. And even they make Ziggy Hill look all right. So I don't know. So that being said, I still think we'll win the division. But that's because I think our division sucks this year. And we just need one of the receivers to step up. Like. Please, one of y'all just decide that y'all are good and just step up.
Richardson does like two plays a game.
Wait. I thought I told you this before, John. Now, like, I'm gonna need you to like keep remain calm and stop asking people to do things that are outside of their wheelhouse. Like, I'm not going to my plumber and asking him to do my taxes. Like, they're just things that you're not supposed to do. Like, so the one thing I'll admit to is that. I guess it was the fan in me, and I was optimistic about, the Redskins receiving core. Because if you gave me the same players, like, you know, me, and you just gave them to me and you showed them to me on another team, I'd be like, that's a god-awful unit, and they're going to be sorry. But on the Redskins, I was like, oh, you know, I mean, I can see how it could work. And, you know, I'm a big Jay Gruden fan. I'm like, you know, I'm trusting that he, like, sees something or knows something he can do with this. But it's bad. It's really bad. Yeah, and then you pair that with a quarterback that is not going to take any risks. He's not going to – the defense knows he's not going to take any risks.
Very conservative.
You know he's not going to take any risks. I know he's not going to take any risks. My grandmother is blind. She knows he's not going to take – I just don't know, like – so then what happens? Like, how do you – you know? And it's weird because in spots or when – like, and it's funny because when Adrian is able to be effective, like if you look at our four games this year, the games where Adrian is effective, we're okay, we're good. The games where Adrian is not effective, we're trash. So I don't know what to tell you. And the defense, it's like it has like building blocks or key pieces that are young. But then there's supposed to be, there's some veterans on this team that would make you feel like, yo, you know, they can do something now. But this is just like the Redskins, like I was saying last year. It's like they kind of load up to be mediocre. So, like, this team is, like, loaded and ready to be, like, you know, 9-7. So, I mean, whatever. I don't, you know, have too much to say about that. You know, I just leave it at that.
I certainly feel – hey, Kerrigan got a sack.
Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of ridiculous. They should have penalized him. All right, but look. All right. Now, let's talk about these Giants. Before I even talk about them, all I did was click – I just opened my browser. I just opened my internet browser, and it says Giants inch closer to first overall pick. That should probably show you how the Giants season is going so far right now.
The way they lost that game.
Hey, don't talk to me about 63-yard field goals.
I have ever
Don't talk to me about that.
I have.
Hey, look.
Charlie.
From Graham.
Hey, Charlie.
Let me get former Redskins kick.
Charlie, say it with me, Charlie. Say it with me. Herbert.
Listen.
Come on.
This is what I'm saying. If you were to ask Big Charlie, if you were to break down the three components that makes up how to win a football game, what are they? Oh, it's simple. Have a quarterback, protect your quarterback, get the other person's quarterback. It's real simple. Game of football is broken down into three separate parts. Have a quarterback, protect him, and get theirs. The Giants suck at all three of those. The Giants are horrible. We have the worst quarterback in football. Well, he can compete with Blake Bortles. It depends how Blake Bortles is feeling that week. Sometimes Blake Bortles says, "Eli, hold my beer. I got this." But on a more consistent basis.
And all the time, Case Keenum says.
No, all the time, Case Keenum is like, "Hey, I got winning."
Case is fighting for that remote.
Case is always like, sitting there with the controller saying, "I got winner." That's all. Like whoever. But the Giants, Eli is the detriment. It's like the team has to find ways, like having their number one receiver throw to their number one running back, cutting out the quarterback altogether to mitigate.
What did you think about his comments?
About Odell's comments? We'll get there. But it's like the Giants are doing their best to try to win despite Eli Manning. You cannot win football games that way. You can't win despite your quarterback. Well, let me take that back. The Jaguars are professionals at winning despite your quarterback. But they have a whole roster. They don't have a quarterback that's making $25 million and sucking. If you're making that much money, you have to be making the team better. Like, that goes to one of Frank's points, but if you're getting paid 24...
Or at least not making the team
worse. Yeah, and you're making... Jesus Christ. Like, it's... The Giants are bad. At this point, I don't want them to continue to accidentally win football games because it's not worth it. Eli Manning, at some point, the love affair with Eli Manning has to stop. People have to stop pacifying Eli Manning. Oh, it's his offensive line. Actually, if you check the sack numbers, he gets sacked around league average. Not like we have the worst offensive line in the league. Around league average, he takes sacks. And then, oh, he doesn't have weapons. That's stupid. That's the dumbest argument I've heard. Like so, but he doesn't have the run game hasn't. Yeah, shut up.
Is this safe to say your boy Ben McAdoo is on to something?
Hey, I mean, if Eli Manning, unless the Giants turn it around somehow, because we're one game behind the division leaders in the NFC East, but outside of something miraculous like that, Eli should not start all 16 games. He shouldn't. The Giants have to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback, and I think by week 14, you can see enough of Eli. I don't know how else to put it.
I mean, what the Giants should have done at quarterback is in the same stadium, but playing for the team wearing green. But you know,
hey, but well, if you want to talk crap like that, the Giants could double dip. They can say, all right, we'll get the best player in this draft and the best player in next year's draft. So,
this was all a part of the plan.
Yeah. So they just say, all right, we're just gonna start all over. We're gonna get Saquon, and we know he's not good enough to help us win actual football games. So next year we're gonna be terrible. Have the second overall pick, and we'll just take a quarterback that time.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I get it.
All right. I think that pretty much covers it, right? I mean, you know, we got into a lot tonight. We still got to do our picks. I don't even know. I got to – yeah. I'll post those later. But I don't even know what we should do with Lil Wayne's on at this point. He didn't send in his picks for last week, and I don't know what to even do about that. So
yeah, I don't know. I feel here like we he's, are. I feel like, yeah, if he don't have any picks, if he didn't have any picks, then, you know, he's out the running. Charlie, you're welcome. You're no longer last. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Stop bringing up the basement floor. Damn.
So, I appreciate that.
And people, I'm sorry, I don't have the standings handy as stated. We had a lot of things going on, but I have them. I just don't have them handy. Therefore, we're going to just get into our week 6 prediction picks. For this week, we'll just run through these real quick, and then we'll let Frank talk fantasy trash, right, and then we'll get off
like,
it.
That sounds all like right? the normal way to end the podcast.
I think I won last week, though. I think I had the best week last week, though.
Yeah, thinking we're not paying you to think, okay? Once the stats are in, we'll get
wow.
it. But
yeah, we're just paying me to win. I know. I get it. I understand. You know
we're not paying you at all.
I get it.
Alrighty. So, Charlie. The Philadelphia Eagles are visiting the New York Giants. Your New York Giants. New York Giants. Who do you have? Okay. Oh, finally. Finally. All right. I'm going with the Eagles, though. Frank?
Eagles.
All right. Okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are visiting the Atlanta Falcons. Charlie.
I'm going with the Falcons.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. Frank?
Yeah, I mean, every time I pick the Falcons, I just laugh and say Atlanta, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they find a way to lose. But I feel like they can't win. They can't go 1-5, can they? Give me the Falcons, man.
That's true. Yeah, I know my man Charlie got on me before because I ain't giving no explanations. But, like, just briefly, I mean, I got the Bucks. I just think that they are a better team right now. I mean, the Falcons are depleted on defense. I'm not trying to act like they stink, but it is what it is. And the Bucks, I don't know. The Bucks got something going on. So I'm going to just bank on them going with that momentum. All right. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are visiting the Cincinnati Bengals, Charlie. Who win it?
I got the Bengals staying on their hot streak, man. Bengals are 4-1 leading the division. The Pittsburgh seems like on and off. I don't know what they talk about, Wi-Fi or something. I don't think it's going to connect this week.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go with the Steelers. I mean, I just think at some point, all of that offense got to work, right?
At some point, all of their offense has to be. And the Bengals have to be the
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Le'Veon. I'm going to go with the Steelers, though. Frank?
Yeah, I think I'm going with the Steelers as well. I mean, it's one of those toss-up games. Like, I mean, to me, the Steelers just own that division, so it's kind of hard for me seeing them losing that many games to division rivals or, you know, tying them or whatever it is that they're doing these days. But, you know, I feel like the Steelers are going to come out with this one on top.
Got you. All right. So, the L.A. Chargers are visiting your boy Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns.
Well,
Charlie,
I'm
gonna
going to say that the Offensive Rookie of the Year and the Defensive Rookie of the Year are playing against each other, or they're on the field this week. Baker Mayfield, Offensive Rookie of the Year, and either Baker Mayfield's teammate and Denzel Ward or his opponent this week, Derwin James, will be Defensive Player of the Year. I think Cleveland comes out. I think Cleveland does it. Cleveland goes 3-2. So
okay. All right. I'm actually going to go with Cleveland too, man. Look, man, I understand you guys both, you know, praise the Chargers. I'm going to let y'all know. I've been here before. I thought the Chargers – it's something about the Chargers. They just don't. It just don't happen. So, no. I mean, that being said, that doesn't mean they couldn't win a regular season game. I just think that the Browns have a little magic going on right now. I'm not going to lie. I feel like they got some momentum, and I just think they're going to come out with a W.
Yeah, you can take that momentum and shove it where you got it from. give me the Chargers.
I ain't mad at you, though. All right, man. The Seattle Seahawks without my man Earl Thomas at the Oakland Raiders without Khalil Mack.
Oh, one of those were voluntary. I'll go with the involuntary team winning. I got Seattle. I just don't believe that Oakland can do things, like anything. I just don't believe it. So I'm going with my man Russ.
I'm going to go with Seattle, too. I think this is around the time of year where Russell Wilson starts being like, oh, yeah, I'm not average. I'm actually pretty good. You know, yeah. Typically around the beginning of the season, he looks like, you know, Alex Smith or something. I don't know. Somebody that ain't that good. But now this is around the time where he usually picks up momentum. I think Doug Baldwin's back right?
Yeah, I heard. That's what I heard.
Despite their disaster of a backfield, I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Okay. Well, it's for me. Last time I checked, I was told that, you know, great pass rushers are hard to find. And, you know, since the Raiders don't have one of those, you know what I'm saying, they want to go with the team that, you know, has a little bit of a better, like, guys that can actually get to the quarterback on the other side.
Give me Seattle. You're accidentally going to say have a better pass rush than them, but 31 teams have a better pass rush than them. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I realized it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's a story for another day, but John Gruden, you a wild boy. All right. Yeah,
wild boy.
Chicago Bears at Miami Dolphins,
Sean. That's really gross, but I'll go with Chicago.
I was thinking the same
Chicago
thing.
Chicago is actually one of the surprise stories of the NFL. That defense is legit. Give Matt Nagy a weekend off, and he'll draw up another, like, 3, 4, 5 touchdown game from Mitchell Trubisky. So I'm going with the Bears. Dub Bears.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm gonna go with the Bears too, man. Shout out to my man Charlie. Charlie always goes by what he sees, and he doesn't ever let historical data or his personal feelings affect what he sees. And he pointed out something on our last segment, which is very true. The Bears look like the best defense in the league this year.
Yeah,
they kind of do. Like, I mean, I didn't even think that, because in my head, you know, it has to be Jacksonville or, you know, one of those kind of teams or L.A. But in reality, when you watch football,
yeah,
the Bears look like the best. I mean, it's only week 5, but yeah, so I'm going with the Bears.
Yeah, put Khalil Mack down for another, like, another forced fumble. You know, I think that's all it'll take to beat the Miami Dolphins. I don't know how, like, you know, I don't know what they actually do on offense. I don't know if you've, like, looked at the stats, but it's not much. So it's not looking bright for them. Give me the Bears.
All right. Got you. Arizona Cardinals at Minnesota Vikings.
The Josh Rosen winning streak stops today. I got Minnesota. I can't see the Arizona, what the little scraps that they call their offense and inherently their defense, their whole team. I can't see them going into Minnesota and coming away with a win. Kirk Cousins is playing lights out right now. He's actually carrying their defense until they get their bearings. So yeah, I'll go with the captain. I'll go with Captain Kirk.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a Josh Rosen fan, you know, but I mean the Vikings are better. They're just a better football team. And Kirk Cousins is my man too. Like I said, unlike Frank, he still holds a special place in my heart. He held my team down for a few years. Shout out to my man, Captain Kirk. The Vikings win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's much to be discussed here. Like, you know, we really don't have to talk about it, so just give me the Vikings.
Okay, I got you. All right, the Indianapolis Colts, who are actually a 2.5-point underdog to Frank's boy, they're visiting the New York Jets. Charlie, what's going on?
I'm going to go with the dogs. I'm going with the underdogs. I'll take Captain Andrew Luck. I guess that's what we're going by now. I'll take him, his surgically repaired shoulder, his miniature footballs. I'll take his hand strength coach, his shoulder rehab specialist, and
what about his receiving core?
Nope, just the things I'm listing. All the people helping him to get healthy. I'll take him. Those are the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck and his team of medical staff. I'll take the medical staff, Indianapolis. For 200, boss. I'm not taking the Jets.
Got you. Okay, so for me, right, along with being an Andrew Luck fan, I think their defense is good. The Colts' defense is good. Charlie, you a defensive guy, man, because you also called that too. So I'm going to go with Andrew Luck. Side note, though, Frank, you know, anytime – we decide we want to cry and complain about the Redskins receiving corps, we can just look at the Colts and recognize that we need to be happy with what we have. I mean, T.Y. Hilton's gone, so when he's there, it changes. But without T.Y. Hilton, That is a nasty.
I object, Your Honor. The fact that he removed their best receiver and is comparing their depleted receiving core with the Redskins' current best case receiving core makes it not close. Your Honor, I rest my case.
All right. But when T.Y. Hilton is out and Chester Rogers is in, let's move on. Frank, go ahead, man.
Yeah, give me Andrew Luck. Let's move on.
What's up with Darnold? What happened?
Look, man, rookies need time to, come into their own. Like, I personally think that, it's hard enough. Like, if my man is it's hard enough being in a position, being drafted to the Jets. Like, that's not a curse in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? So let my man, work out the kinks. This one's not for him yet.
All right, man. So, that's cool. All right. The Carolina Panthers visiting my Washington Redskins. Charlie Davis.
The Panthers. I don't believe in the Redskins. I believe in the Panthers. Easy.
The Redskins. There's no way I'm picking against them, Frank.
This one's weird for me because I have no problem picking against the Redskins. Like, I have no problem, but I just don't. That offense scares me, man. I don't know what they can or will do. But then Cam Newton finds a way to, be Cam Newton at the same time. So, just give me the Skins in this one. This is like a toss-up to me. So, I'll take, my squad, I guess. You know what I'm saying? In this case.
Yeah, depending on the week. Day of the week. Yeah. I got you. Okay. So, Buffalo Bills at Houston Texans. Is this one of those ones that we just need to move on?
Yeah, we're all taking Houston. Let's go. No. It's Houston. Yeah, it's actually okay, cool. We're taking Houston. Not Josh Allen. Cool. Next.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, and the same with the next one, the Rams at Denver. No. Is it safe to say Rams?
Yeah. Okay.
Here's one. Jacksonville at Dallas.
Quick question. Quick question. Frank, who has the worst quarterback?
That's a really good question.
I need to hear this.
I mean, I'll actually say that there are like maybe two occasions in the season where Dak isn't the worst quarterback on the field. This is going to be one of them. So, you know what I'm saying? There you go. There you have it.
He couldn't even say it. Couldn't even say that Dak is better than anybody.
There you go.
That's great. I'll take Jacksonville.
Who you got, Charlie? All right, I got Jacksonville too. Dallas sucks.
Frank? Yeah, I'll definitely take Jacksonville.
Is anybody taking Tennessee for anything?
All right, cool. I think
Ravens will beat Tennessee.
Yeah, Ravens.
Okay, this is an interesting one, huh? Kansas City Chiefs at the New England Patriots. Charlie. Ooh, there he is. That's Charlie. That's him, guy. If y'all wanted to know who Big Charlie is, that's him.
I believe.
That being said,
if anybody is gonna figure something out after 5 weeks of film study, does he have the talent to do it? I don't think he has the defensive talent to do it. But I think he can mess with Pat Mahomes' head enough to keep the Patriots in it, and Tom's just gonna keep slinging.
Yeah, Charlie, what you're saying is a hell of a lot of nothing. But go ahead,
maybe it's wishful thinking. But Brady's done. Belichick has done it before, and Brady's just gonna keep throwing it. It's not like the Chiefs' defense is gonna slow him down.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dale. Who you got?
For which? Look, I actually do. In these situations, it's hard to pick against Belichick, and then I know Brady's competitive, so he knows that everyone's talking Mahomes, and I know that on the low, as much as I want to ignore it because he was my former boy and he's irritating, Josh Gordon can explode at any time. That being said, though, man, I'm going with the new, young, fresh blood, man. I'm not even. Forget, this is not me trying to slice that I called it, but all jokes aside, man, Pat Mahomes, when he came out of college, man, it's like I liked his spirit. I liked the way that I felt like I liked what he was bringing to the league, not to mention the cannon of an arm that he has. And, Frank's man, Andy Reid, has molded him. I think he's the next thing. And I think this is going to be a statement game on primetime versus the GOAT, Tom Brady. I think this is when he'll show up and really be showtime. And I think the Chiefs will win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys were looking at this, I mean, from all the wrong places. When I look at this matchup, I looked and I said one team, one side of the field, there's Travis Kelce. And on the other side of that field, it is the New England Patriots linebacking corps. Give me the Chiefs. So let's move on.
Okay. All right, last but not least. All right, cool. So the Packers beat the 49ers on Monday Night Football. I will possibly be starting Kyle Juszczyk versus Frank in fantasy this week. I'm not sure yet. I think he'll get some catches. It's between him and Buck Allen because Kerryon Johnson's on the bye. We have a 16-team league. That's why these names sound so disgusting. But
it takes real talent to, like, you know what I'm saying, to be the cream of the crop. Wait, guess what? You know what I'm saying? Oh, and that 16-team league. Speaking of that, yeah. Whoa! What a segue! There's a guy who hasn't lost, man. Oh man, what is he 5-0? Oh man, that guy.
You got 8 more wins to match my
2-3. Charlie and I are both 2-3.
Yeah,
and I'm going to go.
Did anybody hear that? The last time you guys heard a podcast from us, Big Charlie was winless. And now, and Jonnell couldn't shut up about it. But now, we brought him down hard level.
Yeah.
And Jonnell and Big Charlie are both 2-3. I went up to 2-3.
Still a buddy. Charlie, I think what was helping you was not being the scorn of all the, you know what I'm saying, was the scorn of, like, all of the jokes that I would throw at
maybe
you.
Maybe that's it.
Not in his back.
Maybe because we didn't have these podcasts.
I firmly expect you to take an L this week. Games. I firmly expect you to take an L. I'm letting our fans know
if I lose this week, I'm going to become superstitious and believe that I won the weeks we didn't have podcasts. So you're going to hear Lil Anton take over for me until the fantasy season is over. I proclaim it right now. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, look, I think, you know what I'm saying, many came. You know what I'm saying? Many saw and all took L's except for one so far. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Oh, the only one that hasn't lost yet.
I ran through this league last year. Nice and easy. I didn't struggle. I barely struggled last year. I needed. This is what a champion going to do. I'm going to dig from the bottom and get to the top. It was boring being the front runner last year.
Hey, Frank.
It was like,
doesn't he sound exactly like the Eagles team that he was saying just ain't it this year?
He sounds very similar to it.
The difference is, I'm saying I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the mud, man. I'm going to climb out of it. I'm going to be Andy Dufresne on Shawshank.
Hey, but that was crap, though. That wasn't mud, buddy. It was brown, but it wasn't mud.
Hey, man, you know, it wasn't mud. I changed it up on an audible right then and there. I said, I want to be Dufresne. This joke going to hit a little harder. You know, I had to change it up. Then the mud, that was a little, you know. But listen, Frank, it's going down this week. You know what I'm saying? 2-3, you coming up against the reigning champ. Doesn't that intimidate you? You going up against the reigning champ. The champ missioner is what they call
it. The thing about fantasy is that, like, the reigning champ squad is retired to the reigning champ season. So he's going to have to face me with his current roster, which I'm not that scared of. You know what I'm saying?
But you need to be worried about the man behind the brains behind the operation, because that's what's really scary.
Yeah.
Man, look, dog. Okay. You're going to see what it is with me, man. You're going to
see. We'll see. Charlie, I appreciate you for being quiet when champions are talking. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to say, I appreciate you because half your amazingly drafted roster is on my roster, and that's the only reason I'm successful right now. I thought that's what you were going to thank me for. You know, That's fine. You can thank me for that, too.
Listen, when I drafted Saquon, I knew I was going
to
break somebody.
Okay, no, but that's a phone, but like, no, Frank, look, don't try to get away from the point.
I told him I had the intention to rob someone's team.
You're like John Gruden. You know? Maybe you just like Gruden's. You just going to take a team that somebody else assembled and take that to the championship. Oh, yeah, this is my squad. Yeah.
That sounds great, but what I'm looking to stand is it says 5-0.
But if it's not,
you're
welcome
for that, I didn't tell you to trade away your team to be.
You're welcome for that, too. Have we had enough fantasy
goals? I didn't tell you to trade away, like,
I didn't tell you to trade away half your team to me. That wasn't my fault. That was all on
you. I'm not.
You said
I'm
the offer.
I don't have a problem with it. I was just saying, like,
it's really bad when Frank is in the lead. I tell you,
it's okay. It's okay. He's Alex Smith. He's great in the lead. But let him have the comfort.
Frank, you know what's funny, man? You know what's funny? Hold on, Charlie. You know what's so funny, Charlie? Frank has been banging this. I've been humble the whole. This is what he thinks is humble. What he's been doing this year, in his head, has been humble. Listen,
you know,
that's crazy.
He mentioned his undefeated record twice in a 10-minute podcast that we had just a second ago, and twice today on this podcast.
Not to mention, he's all up and through the chat and laughing. Y'all got to keep this up like he's the big king at the top looking down at the peasants. Boy, you ain't fooling nobody.
If Frank does not win a championship, I mean, he could get to the championship. If he does not win a championship, we're not letting you down. We're not letting this down because you are going off.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going
to talk. Like, I'm going to talk.
Frank is going off.
Frank, you know what, man? On that note, man, I think they tired of hearing about us talk fantasy. As we stated before, man, we got a lot more content coming. Life hits us fast. But, you know, we here for it. And everybody who keep talking about, hey, dog, let me on the show, we're going to give y'all all the smoke y'all asking for because I don't think y'all understand. Like I said, I talk crazy to these two gentlemen, but there are two opinions that are like, two of the only opinions that I really actually care about in sports, because most people don't know them. So we'll prove that to you if you really want to come on this show.
Hey, anytime, right. Any place, you know what I'm saying? I'm undefeated at a lot of things, you know?
I'm done, man. Soggy Nachos. I'm over this. Peace out.
Hey, peace.